Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome in, everyone, to your Christmas Eve edition of Morning Invest. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here, the only progressive morning business show on the internet. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Today, we've got a very busy show for you as President Trump continues to push for a $2,000 stimulus check for the American people and is now threatening a veto of the current COVID relief package. Yes, he just threatened this veto. And guess what? Do you think he's lying? When last night he vetoed the Defense Authorization Act, throwing chaos into Washington, forcing Congress to basically come back from their Christmas and actually get some work done. He somehow managed to go even further left than Democrats wanted to go on this entire thing. It's amazing to watch. It's amazing to watch him like sort of burn the place down. And maybe that's exactly what needs to happen. So we're going to go through all of that this morning. We could see a stimulus vote by Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the House as early as this show. So I'm keeping an eye this morning on the feed and whether or not Nancy Pelosi brings this floor vote maybe by 10 a.m. Eastern time to try to pass by unanimous consent a stimulus package. We'll get to that and more. White House staff being told to pack up their boxes and get out. But then, wait a second. Maybe that was a mistake. We shouldn't have told you that. So these White House staffers are getting conflicting stories this morning. Vice President Pence is abandoning President Trump, and he's pissed about it. We'll show you the video that's really gotten under his skin this morning. All of that and more on the show. Grover is here, passed out after a nice long walk this morning. Producer David is in the Christmas control booth playing some Christmas hits for you this morning.
I am. I will show you here is the control booth right here. Sitting here just... drinking my...
Ooh, I like the Christmas lights.
Small coffee. Yep, got Christmas lights all along the back. You can see these lights back here.
Love it. Love it. I've got my Christmas lights up. When is it appropriate to take down the Christmas tree?
Tonight.
Like, tonight? right before Santa. So Santa has no place to put stuff.
Exactly.
Take it down tonight. If you listen to the Grinch over there, take your Christmas tree down today. I think you take it down because my birthday is New Year's Eve. I think right at like New Year's Day, this like January 2nd.
That's what we always
I'm always
did.
Struck by the people that keep it up until February, you know?
Yeah, no, we always, that was our thing. So we did the New Year's Eve thing, whatever. Then New Year's Day is when we cleaned up all the mess. Usually there were still gift wrapping around and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think just after New Year's is a good time to do it. So, Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. Let me know your traditions. I love to hear what you guys do on Christmas Eve. We love to go to a nice little seafood dinner. That's what kind of what we do. And to gather around a big fireplace, have a Christmas cocktail. So I might have a holiday old-fashioned tonight. I'm looking forward to that. The kids, we let them get a holiday drink as well. Non-alcoholic, of course. Although my son is 10, maybe I'll have him try a Southern Comfort tonight.
He'll wake up tomorrow.
Sleep like a champion.
Yeah. Be like, oh, I don't want to open my presents. Everybody be quiet, please.
Yeah, my head hurts. Dad, what's this all about? No, I would never do that to him. But maybe some like a Shirley Temple or something like that. Anyway, hey, before we get to today's show, Webull has been kind enough to extend their Christmas offering of 4 free stocks valued up to $1,600 right now. Hey, while Congress can't get its crap together, Webull is giving you a chance right now. All you need to do is open an account and you'll get 2 free stocks. Then when you deposit $100 in the account, you get 4 free stocks valued up to $1,600. And they're giving premium stocks away right now, like stock in Apple and Google. They're giving away thousands of Apple stocks. You have any idea how much that's worth? So for free, you don't have to do anything. And you never have to use the account again. So you can get the free money and close the account. So go to morninginvest.com/Webull right now and get some of those premium stocks for free, like Apple stocks, Google stocks, etc. So again, morninginvest.com/Webull to get $1,600 potentially in free stocks. We thank them for their support and extending this holiday offer through the end of the year, through my birthday. Thank you so much. All right, let's get to your huge stimulus news this morning. So last night, President Trump went and flew out of there, flew to Mar-a-Lago. So he's down at his private club in Florida after lobbing a Molotov cocktail at Congress and enjoying every moment of it on his way out. Of course, he also pardoned like 29 people yesterday on his way out of Washington. Some of them war criminals who are responsible for killing Iraqi civilians and whom there have been multiple lawsuits against these people for a massacre in Iraq. He's like, that's okay, pardon. Paul Manafort, also, pardon. Roger Stone, pardon. Even Jared Kushner's dad, Charles Kushner, pardon. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to veto the Defense Authorization Act as well. The $740 billion Defense Authorization Act. I'm going to veto that. Bye-bye, Melania. Do you have your purse? Okay, let's go. Let's go down Marine One, and then we'll fly to Reagan Airport and fly down to Washington, or fly down to Florida. We're out of here. So then, of course, Congress is sat there spinning their head back and forth, not sure what to do at this hour. Nancy Pelosi jumped all over this, and that's why we are awaiting during the show what she could do here by 10 a.m. Eastern time. She says Republicans repeatedly refused to say what amount the president wanted for direct checks. By the way, what does she care what the president wanted? Why don't you show some leadership, Nancy, and step up and bring to the table $2,000 stimulus checks? Force Republican hands, but she didn't. They settled for this measly $600. She says, at last, the president has agreed to $2,000. Democrats are ready to bring this to the floor this week by unanimous consent. Let's do it. Okay, what is unanimous consent? So today at 10 a.m. Eastern time, we are expecting Nancy Pelosi to bring this to the floor so that everyone would be able to vote on it. Now, if there's one objection, it doesn't move to a vote. That's it. All it takes is one objection. Now, you'll recall what happened last week. If you've been watching my show for any length of time, you know what happened last week when Senator Bernie Sanders brought up for unanimous consent a stimulus bill of $1,200. Josh Hawley from Missouri also did the exact same thing. There were two bills, one from a Democrat, one from a Republican, for $1,200. Who objected to it was the Republican senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. He put his hand up and he objected and it effectively squashed it. That was done. So all it takes is one person today to effectively to object to this. So all eyes this morning on Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican in the House. What will he do on this? Well, he sent a letter to his Republican colleagues saying, oh, it's interesting that Democrats have such short memory on all of this. The president was calling for us to go back and get rid of all of this crap that's inside of this bill, all of this money to foreign governments. So just by coming to the floor and having a floor vote on a $2,000 check is not what President Trump wanted. But it is quite hilarious at this hour to watch, because it's worth noting that all of those foreign government monies were drafted by the White House. All of that money going to Burma, going to Belize, going to Pakistan. Yes, that was all in the president's budget and approved by the White House. So it's suddenly hilarious that this is the thing, that this is the big sticking point now. Is foreign money going to these foreign governments? So that's what Representative McCarthy on the Republican side is essentially saying this morning, that, hey, you know, unless we meet up again, we do this on Monday after the government shuts down, let's figure this out, this new spending bill, let's remove all of this foreign money that Republicans and the White House put in this bill. Then we'll bring it up for a vote.
Well, you know what's crazy to me?
That's rich.
If you think about it, if the Democrats knew that the Republicans wanted to put so much stuff in this bill, in order to get that stuff in, they had way more negotiating power than they used. Because they could say no.
Oh, yeah.
None of this is going in there unless we get $2,000. So them to say they wanted more, to me, is just lip service, in my opinion. Because if, like I said, they could have stopped any of the number of these things from being put in, but they're just like, nope, you can put them in.
Well, it's a failure of leadership. I mean, it's a failure of Nancy Pelosi, right? Because when she passed the bill, she said, you know, $600, that's significant. This is really going to help people. Really? This is really going to help people? I mean, you know, like Tulsi Gabbard out in Hawaii was talking about. She's like, that's not even one quarter what someone might pay in rent in Hawaii. You know, and then she was complaining about $1,200 as breadcrumbs. But $600, that's okay. It's a failure of leadership. They could have been calling for this and pushing for this a long time ago. It's kind of funny that she considers this breadcrumbs when back in the Heroes Act back in May, what they passed, the Democrats passed, was a $1,200 check. But now it's peanuts, right? Even Bernie Sanders voted for it. He voted for this piece of crap. And Donald Trump actually showed more progressive attitudes in this bill than Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, it's pretty funny to see Donald Trump outleft Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, he outlefted him. I mean, that's really what this is. Because remember Bernie Sanders telling Wolf Blitzer just the other day, this thing doesn't go far enough, but at least it's a good start. So he ends up voting for it. These Democrats just cowered to this.
You've said the relief bill is not adequate. I know you pushed for more money for direct payments to Americans who are in desperate need right now. In your view, why does this deal fall?
This is both House and Senate.
Sorry.
Sure.
It falls short, Wolf, because this country today is facing the worst set of crises that we have faced in the modern history of this country.
So why'd you vote for it then?
I mean, as we speak, you're looking at tens of millions of families that face eviction from their homes because they lost their jobs, they have no income. You're looking at a record level of hunger in the United States of America. We got over 90 million people who are uninsured or underinsured in the midst of the worst pandemic in the modern history of our country. And you see poverty rising very, very significantly. So with all of those crises out there, what we needed was a major, major response to tell the working families of this country who are struggling to keep their families in place, we hear their pain and we are responding. Now, this bill, to be honest, has a lot of very important stuff in it. I mean, we worked very hard. I worked with Senator Hawley to make sure there would be direct payments. I wanted $1,200. We ended up with $600, which for a...
By the way, Bernie, where did your balls go? Because how about back in the summer when you were pushing for the Emergency Money for the People Act? That was ballsy. $2,000 a month. And it would be retroactive back to March. You, along with Senator Markey and Senator Kamala Harris, well, she's gone silent on this now that she's the VP-elect. Why did you walk away from this? Why did you walk away from $2,000? Now it took President Trump to stick his neck into this and outleft you?
Well, and especially when you know $600 is, I mean, that's basically what? Two trips to the grocery store for a fairly large family. And he's saying people are starving.
If you've got a family of four, I mean, like think in New Jersey. I mean, I know some people watching like who in the middle of the country where grocery prices might be cheaper. But, you know, you're in New Jersey or other places. I mean, a trip to the grocery store for a family of four or five, $600 won't barely cover you. And not to mention the fact that food prices are going up because of the pandemic, right? So what you're paying for bread, eggs, milk, all of those things have gone up in price. Oh, and by the way, we're in the middle of a pandemic and your heating bill is probably expensive. And it's the middle of winter. And you've been behind on your rent. The average American who's behind on the rent now is over $5,000. It's pushing $6,000 because the last numbers we had were at the end of November. So $6,000, basically, people are behind in their rent. So what does $600 do to you? And you might be saying, yeah, but okay, how can we pay for this? How could we possibly pay for this? I mean, you have countries that have been providing $2,000 per month for months now. Japan Canada has been providing $2,000 a month. How many Canadian viewers do we have watching us right now? We have some Canadian viewers, I know, because I hear from you in the chat. Let me know in the chat if you're from Canada or if you live in another country.
You know, if the United States Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Bixby Girl says, yeah, even just going to the grocery store for one person is outrageous for that $600. But go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if we see other countries supposedly treat like Venezuela, keeping food from their people, keeping medicine from their people, well, we're going to try to overthrow their government. Yet, we're doing it here to our own people.
Right. Right. Yeah, we get so outraged, right? We talk about humanitarian efforts around the world. Like, man, there's people sleeping in tents in the Sudan. There's people that don't have medicine in the Sudan. There's people who can't afford food in the Sudan. What about the United States? Tent cities popping up. People sleeping in their cars. I watched a heartbreaking video last night of a guy who's thrown out of his apartment. It's freezing, and he's sleeping in his car. And he turns the heat on just a little bit to get a little bit of heat, and then he turns it off to conserve gas.
Do you remember that speech?
The homeless shelter.
Mike Pompeo was talking about Venezuela, where he's like, you know, we can't see people denied their basic human rights.
Right, right, right. So we need regime change. You know, the United States, we love regime change when we want to, you know, look around at other countries around the world that aren't serving their people, right? We need regime change in Iraq. We need regime change in Venezuela. We need regime change in Cuba. But when the United States fails their people, even more so than many of these countries do, we just reelect them. We reelect Mitch McConnell. These people who burn you on a regular basis. Just reelect them, because all of these big money donors keep them in that cycle. They like keeping you poor. So Bernie didn't, you know, why didn't he vote against this thing? He pushed for $2,000 last time, and then he kowtowed to Republicans. He could have said, President Trump wants $2,000 checks. Let's do it. Hold the Senate hostage. Now President Trump is going to do that as the government is set to shut down on Tuesday. Unemployment benefits running out.
Family of four, the average family of four will be $2,400. Will that help? Yes, it will. Is it enough? No, it is not. We managed to extend unemployment for another 11 weeks at a supplement of $300 on top of normal unemployment. Is that enough? No, it should have been for 4 months.
So why did you vote for it? I mean, so is this adequate? No. Does this help the American people? Hardly at all. It screws over the American people more than it helps them. So why did you vote for it? It's a simple question. And so many of these people now are showing up, all these Democrats. I see what the line on this is starting to unfold. Just reading the New York Times this morning, which I try to encourage you not to do, for as many lies as they foist on a regular basis, weekly retractions on their terrible reporting. But they are pointing out that the way that Democrats are lining up behind this now is their line of attack is basically saying that President Trump is holding the country hostage by forcing a veto now on this budget, that they've worked really hard together. It was bipartisan legislation. And now you're screwing over the American people by demanding that they stick in additional $2,000 checks. Like that's the argument now coming from Democrats. That's the argument coming from Democrats. Just watch. Here was Amy Klobuchar, who ran one of the worst presidential campaigns I can remember in recent history, and who is, I don't even think really is a Democrat, but she was with Rachel Maddow talking on her show about how this is just ridiculous what the president is doing. She doesn't listen to her. She does not want you to have stimulus checks. Just take your $600 and shut up. Take your measly little $600 and shut up.
Senator, let me also ask you about the other breaking news story that we are following tonight, which is that the president...
You have a tree behind you, Senator. I'm sure you're fine, all warm and cozy at home back in Minnesota now because you left town. So you're home now. You're fine.
The president is threatening to veto the COVID relief bill. It took 9 months to get this bill for all of its shortcomings.
It took 9 months. You guys worked so hard, Amy. She's always like Rachel Maddow has been kissing the butt of Amy Klobuchar for years. Rachel, thank you so much for having me on again. It's just a tragedy. You guys have worked for 9 months on this. This is just awful. You haven't worked 9 months on this. You worked 4 days on this. And none of you read the bill. Pile of horse shit.
And all of its failures, it's the only help the American people have had against the devastation of COVID for 9 months. And now...
Let me put all of these words in your mouth, Amy. This is the only form of help that Americans have had because you guys worked together. This is MSNBC, okay? This is why, like I said, I am not bought and sold by these corporations. I can do a show like this and call out BS on any of these mainstream media networks that are run by billionaires. Because these billionaires love this COVID relief package because it funnels money to them. You get screwed over. So here's the line on MSNBC. Let's have on a centrist Democrat, Amy Klobuchar, who wants to screw you over and is not going to vote for $2,000 checks. And what show do we put her on? We put her on the most popular show on MSNBC, The Rachel Maddow Show. By the way, you know, I like Rachel. I do. I think she does a lot of really important segments and a lot of important journalism. But she also carries the water for neoliberals. She does not have on truly progressive candidates. She does not talk about, you know, universal basic income, Medicare for all. She has an enormous audience. Imagine what she could do to try to drive a wedge. She could say, this is what needs to happen. But they won't, because this is MSNBC's strategy going forward. MSNBC wants to be the network of the middle of the road Joe Biden. This is going to become the Joe Biden network. The milk toast, boring, we're not going to really help you at all. We're going to have platitudes and pretend we will, but not get anything done. Network. That's MSNBC.
He's saying that he's going to veto it. There is some nuance to it with him saying that he wants a larger size payment to the American people, which is something.
He wants a larger payment to the American people. Can you believe that?
It's as if $600 crazy, just right? Isn't enough. I mean, come on.
That's crazy, Senator, right? Come on, $600. People, shut up and take your $600. Stop asking for more money, well, like all of the other countries around the world.
And as Jimmy Dore pointed out, Rachel Maddow makes about $30,000 to $35,000 a day.
Does she?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's the highest paid. She's the highest paid anchor on their network.
So if you were making $30,000 a day, yeah, it's $2,000, $600, eh.
$35,000 a day.
A day.
Look, I don't begrudge anyone making money or earning money, but when you are carrying the water for the rich and you have a platform like this where you pretend to care about the little person night after night after night, that's what you pretend. That's what she pretends to do every day on her show. And then she goes back to her New York City apartment and pretends to do journalism. Hangs out with her rich buddies in New York City. And puts on messages like this. How about this? Why don't you have Andrew Yang on the show? Who, by the way, is now confirmed is running for the mayor job of New York City. He's running for mayor of New York City. Have him on to talk about what it would mean for $2,000 checks and universal basic income. Let's see if that happens. Let's see if Andrew Yang starts popping up on your air. Why is AOC not on your show more regularly? Seems like she would be a perfect fit, right? She's a New Yorker. She's a progressive. She slams this entire process. AOC has been slamming this this entire charade. Don't lose hope, though. Republicans are trying to block $2,000 checks tomorrow because we're expediting. But because Trump also vetoed the defense bill, Congress will likely reconvene in the next few days. Dems will then be able to override the GOP block and pass with $2,000 checks to the Senate. So this is the strategy. So here, Rachel, why don't you have AOC come on your show and talk about $2,000 checks that Americans actually need? Let me ask everyone watching right now. This is a live show. So thank you. If you're live here, please, first of all, before you type in the chat, smash the like button. Do that and subscribe to the channel right down here on the little Santa hat. You can subscribe to our channel. We do this show every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. It's the only progressive morning show on the web. You're not going to see this on CNN or MSNBC. But now type in the chat. Would you want Congress to fight for $2,000 stimulus checks for you and your family? Or no, you're okay with $600.
Well, and $4,000. $4,000 as a couple.
Right, $4,000 as a couple or $1,200 as a couple. So let me know in the chat. Would you prefer them to fight for $2,000? Or would you rather stick with the $600? Let me know in the chat right now. And also smash that like button. So here's Amy Klobuchar trying to answer all of this stuff that she's just been fed by Rachel. Like, you guys just worked tirelessly for 9 months. How do you take this news that President Trump wants $2,000 stimulus checks?
The Democrats argued for it every step of the process, and now House Democrats say okay.
First of all, that's a line of shit, Rachel. Democrats argued for $2,000 stimulus checks at every step of the process. To be fair, they did ask for $1,200 checks. They did ask for more. But they were not pushing for $2,000.
Okay, well, if that's what he wants, we'll provide him with that. I wonder just what you make of this very last minute scramble of what we thought was going to proceed here with this relief bill.
I kept thinking tonight, well, these pardons are an attack on our very democracy. This is an attack on every American.
Oh. So Trump demanding $2,000 instead of the measly $600 is an attack on Americans. Did you hear that?
People who are struggling to get by right now, out of work, the unemployment is going to basically end the day after Christmas if this doesn't pass. People who are out of work, people who need the help. The vaccine distribution, Rachel, is in this $30 billion. These vaccines are not going to just parachute into a small town in the middle of Minnesota. We need the help for the states to get the vaccines out. And he is literally undermining our entire effort on testing and vaccine distribution. This was a hard-fought negotiation. Of course, you're right. Democrats were pushing for more funds for the individual payments. But in the end, this was a negotiation. And he knows very well we're reaching the end here with the unemployment, with our small businesses can't take it anymore. One Yelp study early in the year showed we were having 800 small businesses close a day. And there's over $300 billion to help small businesses in this bill. It is the second biggest stimulus in the history of America. And for him to turn this down, obviously we have the votes to override his veto.
So that's the plan. So he's planning, President Trump right now is considering a veto on this COVID relief package because he thinks it's woefully inadequate. Okay. He might be playing politics and setting himself up for 2024, but who cares? I don't care that he's playing politics because you know who gets helped in the process of playing politics is you, right? Ultimately, it should be about playing politics to help you. Bernie Sanders, you know, he was playing politics until he got kneecapped with a $2,000 stimulus checks. People are like, that's ridiculous. $2,000. Yeah, that's what Canada and the rest of the world is doing. How is that ridiculous? We're the richest country in the world, and we can have a $740 billion defense budget, but we can't provide $2,000 to our citizens who are in need? That's okay, play politics then. I want you to play politics. You're a politician. That's what we pay you to do. What are we paying you for? So she's literally saying, Amy Klobuchar, Senator, the Democratic Senator from Minnesota, is saying that she Yeah, you just take your $600. You take your $600 and shut up. Because all of these big businesses are getting bailed out. We're getting all of this money to other countries, foreign aid. Just shut up and take it. I've got so many special interests now calling my office demanding that we get stimulus, that we get this stimulus done and signed. I've already promised them all of these pork barrel projects that I signed for Minnesota are in here. Like that new stadium, a new football field, and all of that stuff is in here that I brought home to Minnesota. So just take your $600 and shut up. But then you have a few members of Congress who actually have a spine, who actually said, this is horrible for the American people. Tulsi Gabbard, once again, one of only two Democrats to vote against this. I'm surprised AOC didn't vote against it. I'm surprised Bernie Sanders didn't vote against it. I'm surprised that President Trump had to out-left these people. It's really amazing to watch. But he knows exactly what he's doing. He's dividing Congress. He's dividing his Republican Party. He wants them to now be forced with this decision because Mitch McConnell burned him. So what? I don't care. I don't care what grudge he has. At least if the grudge comes out in favor of you, that's fine, right? Overwhelmingly, you in the chat have said, fight for this. Fight for $2,000. Fight for it. Here's Tulsi Gabbard. Here's why she didn't vote for it. Amy Klobuchar, you want to pay attention to why she didn't vote for it?
Hey, everybody. I just got back from having voted on the House floor on this massive spending bill. I voted against it, and I wanted to tell you why. First of all, this bill was over 5,500 pages long. We received the text of this bill at approximately 2:30 this afternoon, and we're told we'd have to go and vote on it just a few hours later. There is no way that anybody in Congress had the opportunity or the time to go through and read this bill to know exactly what was in it. I've been here long enough to see how provisions are snuck into these bills literally in the dark of night without any announcement, without telling anyone what is in it, and then rushed through in the manner that we have just seen tonight. This is the height of irresponsibility, and it is absolutely no way for the people's representatives to be able to represent the interests of the American people. The second thing is the central part of this bill was supposed to be about providing direct COVID relief,
right,
to the American people who are struggling and who need help the most.
Sure.
This bill dished out hundreds of billions of dollars going towards special interests, going towards the military industrial complex, going towards foreign countries. Meanwhile, saying, here's what's left for you. You get 600 bucks.
Yeah, take your 600
bucks. I'll tell you, in Hawaii, that in most cases won't even cover 25% of your rent.
Take your 600 bucks and shut up. Just shut up. Be thankful that we in Congress got you something. It was really hard, the amount of work that we did for 9 months. You didn't work for 9 months. You were on vacation half the time. You weren't working on this for 9 months. So we are awaiting this morning a vote on this $2,000 stimulus check from Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the House by unanimous consent. It looks like Representative McCarthy on the Republican side is going to put up his hand and object. So then the second move on this is exactly what AOC tweeted just a few minutes ago. Don't lose out hope, though. Republicans are trying to block the $2,000 checks tomorrow because we're expediting the process. But because Trump also vetoed the defense bill, Congress will likely reconvene in the next few days. So they'll be back to work. What's funny is that these Congress people thought they'd be home through the new year. They're not. They have to come back now to keep the government open. She says Dems will then be able to override the GOP block and pass a $2,000 stimulus checks legislation, which will then be sent to the Senate. So that's the play right now. Nancy Pelosi will bring it up for a vote here on Christmas Eve. Republicans will block it. Then Democrats will then formalize an actual bill. And then they will send it to the Senate. And it'll force Mitch McConnell's hand. But by the way, this is what should have happened months ago. If you were watching my show over the summer, you know that I said that that's what should happen. Just make Mitch McConnell vote on it. Put it in his hands. Get it to Mitch McConnell. Make him the bad guy in this. Play politics. He has to run for re-election. How will he be able to answer to the people of Kentucky? So Tulsi Gabbard is right. This was supposed to be a COVID relief bill, and all it is money for the military-industrial complex, for foreign governments, and you are getting a $600 crappy stimulus check.
Well, and there was money for like four border walls in there.
In the face to every single American in this country who is struggling because of this COVID pandemic.
$1.4 billion for a border wall.
Well, and not just that. But there was one for Jordan. There was one for the in between Syria, like several border walls.
Right. Not to mention the studying the effects of the attacks on Asian carp.
No.
I was waiting for somebody.
It was combating Asian carp.
Oh, combating Asian carp. It was what, $60 million to combat Asian carp, a fish. By the way, I was waiting for someone yesterday to say, Clayton, I know you're making fun of the Asian carp, but this is a real problem. And I just was waiting all afternoon, and I finally got the one comment. If you're watching right now, I'm sorry, but I appreciate it. It was very funny, and you were serious, and I appreciate it. You're like, Asian carp is a real problem. Like, okay, I appreciate it. That's fine that Asian carp are a real problem, and you're worried about them attacking you in the middle of the night as you walk your dog. Or you're out, you know, like I said, I won't let the kids out of the house anymore because these Asian carp are attacking. I asked them before they leave the house, do you have your Asian carp backpack with your special sword and mask in case an Asian carp attacks you? That's in this bill.
Well, and like I was saying in my stream yesterday, I'm like, you know, maybe that stuff is legit. Maybe these things do need money. We're not against foreign aid or something and things like that. But why now? Like, not right now. Focus on the American people, and then it's like fix your own house before you go, or put on your own oxygen mask before you help others put theirs on, right?
Right. Yeah, and maybe, you know, Asian carp, it's an environmental disaster. Perhaps it is. Then pass that as part of an environmental bill, right? A clean water bill, or some sort of fisheries bill, a standalone fish bill, you know? Why is this in a COVID relief package? But you put that in there, then with money to Israel and money to Burma and all of these other countries, how can you in good conscience vote for that? Well, you do. What Tulsi Gabbard did, which is you vote against it.
Was concerned about not being able to pay the rent, about eviction, about whether you'll have enough to buy groceries or medicine for yourself or your loved ones. This bill is a representation of the screwed up priorities of Washington. They should be fighting for you and making sure that you, the American people, come first. This bill did not do that.
Well, why did all these Democrats vote for it then? You know why? As the New York Times points out, it's because Joe Biden gave them cover. Joe Biden, your new president-elect, your new savior, was weak-kneed and didn't demand to go bigger or go home. Go big or go home. Why couldn't he use the power and ride in on this wave of popularity that he's now sitting on as president-elect, right? He doesn't actually have to do anything formally, so he doesn't get criticized yet. It's like in football, when a quarterback has what's called a free play, right? That means that someone was offsides or someone on the defense jumped, and that means that quarterback now can do whatever they want. They can throw a Hail Mary down and really risky, and if it gets intercepted, it doesn't matter because it's a free play. Joe Biden right now is in the middle of having that advantage as a free play while this president is a lame duck. He's got this month now of being in the free play position. He could have demanded right now after winning the election, let's go big or go home, $2,000 stimulus checks. Instead, it took Trump to do this. But what did Biden do? He went along. He actually encouraged Democrats to accept the crappier version of this bill. And he thanked everyone for it.
Both parties deserve credit for making the hard compromises to get this done. But like all compromises, it's far from perfect. But it does provide vital relief at a critical moment. However, as I've said all along, this bill is just the first step, a down payment in addressing the crises, more than one, that we're in. There's a lot more work to do. Early next year, I'm going to put forward to the Congress my plans for what comes next.
So here, I'm glad and that was the word from the president-elect's office. Vote for this bill, because more is coming. Just go ahead and vote for this crappy bill. $600 per person, that's fine. Just do it. Get it out of the way, and we'll come up with something later. So in the meantime, Nancy Pelosi today is ready to vote on this, bring it to the floor of the House for a $2,000 stimulus check. But so many things are in flux right now, because Kevin McCarthy has not commented on Trump's new position. His side has not returned any comment to the Wall Street Journal or to the Washington Post on what they plan to do. A group of House Republicans are likely to object to the legislation today. So Republicans are likely to say, nope, sorry, Nancy, you're not getting this.
Well, some people are already saying in chat that it was just blocked by him. And it's like, that's what people in chat are saying. The Republicans blocked it.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, let me see if this has just happened now. Yeah, we'll see here.
Just in a few seconds ago, Republicans opposed the $2,000 stimulus.
There you go. Well, that didn't take long, did it?
Well, they got to hurry. They got to get home and get their Christmas dinners.
Yep, here we go. House Republicans. Well, if you're just tuning in, folks, wondering what's going on with the $2,000 check, Republicans just blocked it moments ago. House Republicans on Thursday blocked a Democratic attempt to pass the $2,000 direct payments to Americans. The Democrats just moved now to increase the size of the checks, of course, after President Trump threatened to veto the pandemic bill. The bill included, of course, you know, the $600. Steny Hoyer offered the proposal from the House floor, but was blocked by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Nancy Pelosi says, if the president is serious about $2,000 direct payments, he must call on House Republicans to end their obstruction. There you go. So House Minority Leader just blocked the $2,000 stimulus direct payments. Now, what is the next step in this? I mean, we knew this was coming because Leader McCarthy basically said this was going to happen. But AOC says, don't lose hope. Here's what will happen next. Republicans will block it. And then Dems will be able to override the GOP block and pass the $2,000 checks to the Senate. So they'll be able to override this with actual legislation. This was a Hail Mary by Republicans to try to get this through. But this is, you know, this is incredibly sad. I mean, Steny Hoyer now saying that he's going to talk to Pelosi and the Democrats about how to avoid a shutdown on Monday. He says Pelosi is talking to Mnuchin right now, but to what end? Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was kneecapped in all of this, right? He was a part of the stimulus negotiations, and then Trump just sandbagged him, threw him under the bus. But Mnuchin doesn't have Trump's proxy at all. Trump is down in Mar-a-Lago. No one has any clue what Trump is up to at this point. And that's the truth.
But you know what? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas from your Congress. Merry Christmas, Kevin McCarthy, your Republican leader in the House. So on Monday, the House will reconvene at 2 p.m. to override the veto that President Trump on the National Defense Act. Members are advised additional legislative items are possible on Monday. Members are urged to keep their schedules flexible. So this was just sent out to members. So all these people, all these members of Congress that thought they were going to be home for 2 weeks, you better get your butt back to Washington on Monday to avoid a government shutdown. And unemployment benefits that run out this weekend, folks. Here's where we're sitting right now. Unemployment benefits running out this weekend. A government shutdown on Monday. Republicans just now blocked $2,000 stimulus checks from coming to the floor for a vote in the House.
Well, the thing is,
well,
like,
at least, you know, she called her bluff. At least they called her his bluff, you know?
Well, and if you look at it, too, it's like people are going to be mad at Trump because he blocked $600. But it's like you have people standing around one person that's got a bunch of money and everybody's hungry. You're going to take whatever the hell they hand down to you right now because you need it. You're desperate. And people are looking at this in desperation. So it's like any amount they get. So they're going to be mad that they didn't get the $600. But the $600 isn't going to help many people anyway. I mean, yes, sure, it's a short time, like what, like I can get groceries or I can pay a percentage of my rent or I can pay a percentage of this bill, but it doesn't help in the long run. So it's like, it's just like people are just so desperate right now. And it's sad because they're just holding people over barrel and doing this and just like, well, we're going to go have our Christmas and then we'll come back and we'll talk about this on Monday. It's infuriating.
While the American people suffer being thrown out of their houses, unemployment benefits drying up. I mean, they're literally playing with people's lives at this point. You know, and President Trump, I mean, he threw this bomb into the negotiations, into the entire process, and threatening to veto this thing. And it's a real pickle. I mean, yes, some people, of course, would want that $600, but wouldn't it be better for people to actually have proper amount of money to get them through the holidays and this back rent? There's also a provision that apparently Democrats are trying to push for, which would also wipe away credit card debt. If you have credit card debt and your credit card problems or your credit score has been impacted by COVID, that should also be a part of this. You want to really help people, Democrats? Then put forth a real package with real teeth. Instead of this garbage. And then you have weak-kneed Democrats like Amy Klobuchar saying, yeah, we want a lot. You know, this is terrible for the American people.
It's an attack.
We've got to pass this thing. It's an attack on the American people, what Trump is doing.
Houses, we have those votes. But he should not be doing this right now when his own Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, was involved in the negotiations from beginning to end. He is literally trying to burn this country down on his way out, as I said at the beginning. And all we can do is push and make it very clear as we go into these Senate races in Georgia, Rachel, which party has people's back. And
well, and you know, it's kind of funny. Like she has a vested interest in that streaming bill. Like she's a proponent of that. Can't remember the name of the bill.
Yeah, it starts with a C, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
She was pushing for that.
And it's like, that's what they're doing. They're all on their media thing to make fun of Trump and tell them that Trump did the wrong thing because they didn't get their little bills in here, the little things that they wanted. So now they're like freaking out. Oh my gosh, I told my special interest that we'd get this in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's really concerned about it. And by the way, the Democrats are the party that has your back. Remember that. Remember that. When it took Trump to actually throw a bomb into this thing for people to suddenly, you know, wake up and come to the table and say, okay, this is what you want? Yeah. Republicans repeatedly refused. And now president has agreed. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Where was your leadership before? You needed President Trump to make it okay for you to bring a $2,000 stimulus check to the floor? You crazy?
You let Trump flank you from the left.
Right. It's amazing. I mean, it reminds me, you know, when I really started studying politics, it reminds me of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton did what was known back then as triangulation, and he was a master at it. He would basically co-opt Republican policies. He would steal Republican ideas and shove them into the Democrats' fold, almost appearing as if it's a Democratic idea. And because Republicans actually liked the idea, they would go along with it. And then he'd have to coax Democrats to come along with it as well. Like NAFTA, for instance, perfect example of that. Or the crime bill. Or a balanced budget. Like there were all of these things that he co-opted as and pretending that they were his. Bill Clinton did. This is like what Trump just did. He stole it. You know, he took a lesson out of Bill Clinton's handbook here. Why are we sending so much money to foreign governments? He's asking. Well, guess what, President Trump? This was in your budget. All of this foreign government money was in your budget. You already approved it all. And now you're getting up at the podium and pretending like you didn't know about it? The White House appropriations bill had already approved it. But the $2,000 checks piece, he stole that from Bernie Sanders, essentially. And now, like, the Democrats are in disarray. The government is shutting down on Monday or into Tuesday. Unemployment benefits run out this weekend. And Democrats right now are basically taking the neoliberal line that president is trying to burn the place down and he doesn't care about you and you should just take your $600 and shut up. To me, though, the real story is going to be on Monday when Democrats actually pass a bill in the House because they have the majority. Then it will go to the Senate and then it will be in Mitch McConnell's hands. Then what will happen? But look, President Trump just vetoed the defense bill. He will veto this bill. He's, you know, word is this morning that he is ready to veto this thing. He will not sign this. It's a pocket veto at this point, and they can't force him to do it. And I don't believe they have enough votes to overturn it. And I think also you'd see a number of Democrats finally get some balls and not vote to overturn a veto. There'll be enough that'll come out of the woodwork. So, you know, the AOCs and the other progressive members will probably come out and finally not vote for this thing. Here's what's going to happen. So Jeff Stein, you know, laid this out, but the first part of this has already happened. If you're just tuning in, House Democrats moments ago tried to pass a $2,000 stimulus payment via unanimous consent in the House. All it takes is one objection. That happened just a few moments ago. Steny Hoyer on the Democratic side brought it to the floor, and Representative Kevin McCarthy on the Republican side blocked it. He objected. That means it's dead. It doesn't go anywhere. So if that does not work, which it didn't work, they will push an actual bill on Monday, and then there will be a roll call vote. And someone was just asking in the chat, why didn't they just have a roll call vote? That would have forced all of the members of the House to go on the record with it and say yes or no. They need that for legislation. Like, they would have to do that with actual legislation through a roll call vote. They can't do that through unanimous consent. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see on Monday how this unfolds. But President Trump, you know, he's of course the wild card right now, the total unpredictable in this entire process. And there is so much craziness going on inside the White House right now. There's reports this morning that the Trump White House has received internal memos, which are creating all sorts of confusion at the executive office. A bunch of White House staffers received memos at the White House that asked them to clean out their desks and be ready to leave, take inventory of your office space, your payroll benefits, sick leave, all of that stuff. You'll have an ethics debriefing, security clearance, and all of that. There was a memo that was released on Tuesday. And guess what? That on, you have to return all White House stationery, presidential gifts, all of that stuff will be disinfected. Clean out your refrigerator, your microwave, all of that. By the first week in January, January 4th, like, have everything ready to be cleaned out. And then in an email Wednesday morning, the White House sent out an email saying, please disregard the earlier memo. Disregard it. You're not going anywhere. And the real question is, why aren't they going anywhere? Because according to White House Chief of Staff, they are saying right now that we're still fighting this election, and the president is saying this next video or that video message on Tuesday that the next White House will be me, that he will continue to be the president of the United States. So White House staffers are on the one hand being told to clean out their shit, and then on the other side being told, don't clean off your stuff right now because we're going to continue to be in power in the next few weeks. I'm sorry, if I'm working in the White House, I'm looking for another job right now, right? Like, I'm out actively looking for another job. I'm not going to wait and see if Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th, who has to certify the Senate results in the Electoral College, actually officially puts the final nail in President Trump's coffin, which is what's going to happen. Vice President Pence will preside over the Senate as the president of the Senate, and he will preside over the election results. Just like Al Gore had to do. How awkward was that? Remember when Al Gore finally conceded the election and then a few weeks later had to come back and preside over officially himself losing? Isn't that weird? It was a weird moment when Al Gore had to do that and officially stamp that George W. Bush was president. That's what Mike Pence is going to do on January 6th, much to the chagrin of President Trump. So apparently right now, according to reports, Vice President Pence is distancing himself from President Trump. And the Lincoln Project has released a new video, which apparently is angering President Trump. He's gotten furious about it. And, you know, the Lincoln Project, for all of their faults during this election, by all these Republicans, these corporate Republicans that just wanted to continue shoveling money to defense contractors. There's been some fun in all of this to watch what they've done. But watch this 30-second ad that they just produced about Mike Pence. Watch this. And apparently President Trump has seen it and he is pissed.
The end is coming, Donald. Even Mike Pence knows. He's backing away from your train wreck, from your desperate lies and clown lawyers. When Mike Pence is running away from you, you know it's over. Trying to save his reputation, protect his future. Oh, there's one last thing, Donald. On January 6th, Mike Pence will put the nail in your political coffin when he presides over the Senate vote to prove Joe Biden won. It's over. And Mike Pence knows it.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Ouch.
Damn.
And he knows it.
And he knows it. Oh, and one more thing, Donald. On January 6th, when he presides over the Senate, confirming Joe Biden, he puts the final nail in your coffin. It's over for Mike Pence. For Donald Trump.
Pence Force.
I wonder if Mike Pence will bring that fly with him from the debate. And Pence Fly will also be there to preside over the final nail in your coffin, Donald. I'm curious what's going to happen with Mike Pence going forward. I mean, if President Trump runs for re-election in 2024, which is what he says he's going to do, that he's going to needle Joe Biden for the next 4 years, he'll probably needle Republicans for the next 4 years. He'll probably needle Mitch McConnell. He'll probably sit from afar. And this is why, by the way, he won in 2016. He was not afraid to slam Republicans. And this is why he lost in 2020, because he got too cushy with these Republicans. He was too cushy, buddy-buddy with Mitch McConnell. He was too buddy-buddy with Lindsey Graham. He was too buddy-buddy with Ted Cruz. All of these people that he called corrupt during the election. And then he became friends with them. So maybe now this is him setting himself up once again for 2024 to come out and start to, you know, talk about how all these Republicans are so bad for America and they can't get anything done and they have their corporate interests at heart. And they're hurting the American people. And then he'll come out in 2024 and say, this is what happened. Looking at this breaking news right now. Well, hey, you know, UK and the European Union managed to get a Brexit deal done. So that's going to happen on December 31st. That's breaking news. And now the fate of this $900 billion stimulus check effort is now in peril. By the way, Jeff Stein, who's been an amazing reporter, it was funny to watch him the other day. He tweeted that he was leaving. He said, thanks, I'm going home for holidays. I'm going to be off Twitter for the next few weeks. And then, of course, chaos ensued at the Washington Post. So Jeff Stein, who's been a guest here on our show, it just released an article moments ago talking about what's going to happen now. So this effort now, House Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort by House Democrats to approve $2,000 stimulus payments for millions of Americans. Democrats were seeking to advance the measure after President Trump demanded it on Tuesday night, breaking with Republicans in the Republican Party. House Democratic leadership then attempted to advance the bill by unanimous consent, but the effort was blocked by Republican leadership. Trump says he will not sign a $900 billion emergency economic relief law unless there's larger stimulus payments approved in the package. He's going to veto this thing, folks. Nancy Pelosi releasing a statement moments ago. She says, today on Christmas Eve morning, House Republicans cruelly deprived the American people of the $2,000 that the president agreed to support. If the president is serious about the $2,000 direct payments, he must call on House Republicans to end their obstruction. In an effort to counter Pelosi's move, House Republicans attempted to pass a request to revisit the foreign aid portion of the government funding package, also through unanimous consent. So right now, the failure to pass this package, at the bottom line, spells disaster for tens of millions of Americans, folks. Unemployment benefits for 14 million Americans expire on Saturday. The eviction moratorium, which was protecting as many as 30 million Americans from eviction, is set to expire by the end of the month. The federal government will shut down on Monday if lawmakers don't approve an extension. And if Trump doesn't get these larger stimulus checks, he says he will veto the legislation. And if Trump does veto the legislation, here's what will have to happen. Congress would then have the opportunity to override the president's veto with another vote. Yet that's likely to fall apart. And Republicans are saying that they are reluctant to go against Trump, who remains, of course, widely popular with GOP voters. It's so funny to watch these little cockroaches come out, because now in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, who was against stimulus checks, now says she supports the president's $2,000 stimulus checks. David Perdue, who was also against stimulus checks, guess what? He is suddenly in support of President Trump's $2,000 stimulus checks. It's amazing what happens when the president finally removes the cover and everyone can just jump on board.
Well, and David Perdue is even running ads in Georgia saying that he fought for stimulus checks.
Right. Yeah, so those ads are running right now. By the way, Kelly Loeffler is running ads. So is David Perdue, the Republicans, in what state am I thinking of?
Georgia.
Georgia, yeah. Sorry, I just want to say Kentucky. In Georgia, saying that we fought for $600 stimulus checks. They're running those ads. So you should expect to see these $600 checks.
Exactly. They're saying they're getting that, like they fought for them and got them.
Right. Can you retract that ad? They've already spent it. Those ads are running in Georgia right now. How many of you live in Georgia and have seen those ads? They're running. We fought. David Perdue fought for $600 stimulus checks for the Georgians and got it done. You are going to receive stimulus checks next week. So all these people are like, thanks, David Perdue. Hey, where's my stimulus check? Oh, you didn't actually, it's not actually a done deal?
Whoops.
It's not actually happening? Oops.
And
Bernie Sanders, go ahead, sorry.
Well, go ahead, because I want to address something I saw in chat. So I'll do it after you're done with this.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was going to say, like, there's been a couple people, and I've seen this a couple times, saying how naive people are with this bill and stuff. But you have to understand, the majority of people don't know about third-party news like this, like independent news. And that's why we ask you guys to share this with people, because a lot of people listen to the mainstream media, and you cannot hold them at fault for that, because that's all they know. And the thing is, in the media, they are marginalizing these things. They don't tell them what's actually going on. You see them attacking the $2,000, saying they should have taken the $600. And that's what people hear on a daily basis. They hear something completely different on Fox, on MSNBC. So you guys have to understand, they're not naive. It's just the media does not do their job in educating people and holding these people accountable like Clayton does. So that's why we ask you guys to share this and not look at them as being naive. Help educate them. Because that's the problem. An educated population will fight, and they will take action. But journalists don't educate people anymore.
And I've seen in our private Discord, I've seen people saying, like, we need to revolt, and this is what I've been calling for. We don't need to. It doesn't have to be a violent revolt, but we need to rise up. We need real change in this country. And when you're supporting this show and you're subscribing to this show, you're supporting independent journalism. And I've seen, David's right, I've seen so many people in the chat and other stuff saying, well, I saw on CNN that they said we were getting these checks, or I saw on CNN that the real reason we're not getting this is because Trump did this. They're lying to you. They have corporate billionaires that are running their narrative at these networks. The reason that you see Amy Klobuchar on MSNBC is because billionaires control that narrative. We reported, of course, and told you about how Andrew Yang was kept off of MSNBC, who is now running for the mayor of New York City. Here is a guy who is pushing for $2,000 in universal basic income. He opened the floor debate on universal basic income. The fact that we even know what UBI is in this country is because of Andrew Yang. MSNBC told its producers, do not put him on the show. Do not put him on our air. They removed him from graphics. They removed Bernie Sanders from graphics. They would not have him on their shows either. If it's Joe Biden, sure, put him on the air. If it's centrists like, you know, Amy Klobuchar, who want us to continue these foreign wars and can want to continue funneling money to foreign governments and interests, fine. Or have Universal Record Group or Hollywood in their back pocket, fine. Support them. Have them on the show. But Bernie Sanders, Andrew Yang, no, don't have them on. So Amy Klobuchar can go on Rachel Maddow's show and crap all over this, crap all over President Trump for wanting to pass $2,000 stimulus checks.
Which party is in the White House?
Yeah, this is awful.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota sits on the Judiciary Committee. Thanks for being here tonight. Even though this was a hurly-burly night of news, it's still very nice to see your tree.
It's still nice to see your tree. I love your tree. We're good friends. So you can come on anytime you want. We'll talk about your tree. We'll talk about how Americans should just take their $600 and shut up, not fight for anything more. You want to come back and talk about your tree?
It's good to see you, and I'm so glad that Susan's doing better. So,
yeah. Got your Christmas card. Thanks so much. Love ya. Love ya. That's your corporate media right there. So we do this show. We're not bought and sold by those people. So please subscribe to our channel. Right down here is how you can subscribe. Touching the little Santa hat on YouTube and subscribe. Turn on the little bell notification. If you're on Twitch, you have to subscribe separately. If you're on Facebook, you know how to follow me. And if you're watching on Twitter right now, just follow me on there as well. Got multiple places you can go. So we will be back tonight with more news. Even though it's Christmas Eve, I'm going to continue to work and do what I can to bring updates on where this thing stands right now, what's going to happen with the shutdowns as millions of people are going to about to lose their unemployment benefits. What options will you have? We'll look at that today. We're also going to, I'm going to try to see if I can do a show tomorrow. Probably won't be live, but I have a couple of ideas. So we may have some content for you tomorrow on Christmas Day that you can enjoy here on our channel. But do me a favor on this Christmas. If I brought you any value at all, please just share the show, you know, share it on Facebook, tell a loved one, say, hey, I watch this show every day. You've got to check it out. You can also subscribe to our free morning newsletter. It's totally free. That would make my Christmas day very nice. If you go to morninginvest.com, it's our free newsletter. We publish it every day and it's right to your inbox. Let me pull it up here.
And while you do that, we have 14,298 people watching. Let's smash. We're at 4,800 likes. Come on, everybody.
Smash that like button.
Smash it. That helps the channel, too. You guys that are wondering, like, if you can't afford the $1.99 a month right now, we understand. We totally get it. But that's where we're asking. If you share the video, if you like the video when you see it, even if you don't watch, stay for the whole show. If you just like the video, that helps the algorithm on YouTube and helps push the video out and get this message out to more people. So even those ways of helping help us a lot. It doesn't all have to be by donations.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, YouTube works by engagement. So if you think our show is valuable, the work that we do here to bring you the real news, and, you know, as you know, we're not afraid to go after Democrats. We're not afraid to go after Republicans. We want to keep them honest. The stories that I think matter to you and your family, if you find any value in that at all, please share it. And that lets YouTube know that, hey, these progressive messages need to get out. You know, YouTube will start to share more progressive messages, and that's how we can grow this movement. That's what we can demand. They force 5,500 likes. Let's get it up to 15,000 if we could. 15,000 likes. So here's our free newsletter right here on your screen. Just go to morninginvest.com and grab it for free. Just put in your email right there. It's super easy to do. And we send it to you. We send it to you right in your inbox every morning. And here's what it looks like. It looks really nice on your smartphone. So here's some of the stories we covered today. By the way, did you see this story? I don't know if you read the newsletter yet this morning, but this is real. This is a story we covered in the newsletter, which is that KFC is rolling out their own gaming console.
I thought that when I saw that, I thought it was like fake. I was like, that's fake. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is real?
This is real. It's called the KFC console, the KF console. And it's actually faster than the PS5 and Xbox One. And it will keep your chicken warm. It has a chicken chamber in it that keeps them warm.
But, like, what kind of games will be compatible with it, though? Are they going to have to, like, are developers now going to have to create KFC games?
I don't know.
Like, I got this awesome console. It's faster than the PS5 and faster than the Xbox. It doesn't have any games yet, but, man.
Keeps my chicken warm.
Yeah, it can sure play the hell out of some YouTube.
Oh, man. So grab our morning newsletter. You get stories like that, plus stories on the stimulus by going to morninginvest.com right now. We had 200 of you sign up for the newsletter yesterday. So hopefully you guys get to sign up today. And if you guys want to get $1,600 for free right now, up to $1,600, support our show sponsor, our friends over at Webull. You open a free account with Webull. It's a stock trading app, and they just opened it up so you can now trade Bitcoin. So this is where I'm buying my Bitcoins, folks. Go to morninginvest.com/Webull to get 4 free stocks valued up to $1,600. And right now, they're giving thousands of stock of Apple and Google away, premium stocks. So when you sign up, do you know how expensive that is? And it's totally free. You sign up, get free stocks, free money. If Congress can't get you stimulus, then at the very least, you can get some money from Webull. Right now, they've extended this offer through the end of the year. Morninginvest.com/Webull gets you 4 free stocks valued up to $1,600. And so what also, is everyone doing on... Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, it's so hard. I actually have a test I want to do with you maybe next week, Clayton, where we can test a new thing I want to try for latency. Because you guys, if you don't notice, like there's sometimes where Clayton and I, like he'll start talking and then he hears me and stops. It's because we have about probably almost 1,000 milliseconds delay between us of latency. So he doesn't hear what I say right away and he can start talking. So it sounds like we're interrupting each other when... Like, I hear him in real time, so it's a little bit hard. But right. I just wanted to thank the 27 new members we got today, and we're up to 6,200 likes. So keep
smashing that like button.
Keep smashing it, folks. Doesn't take you to do much. All you need to do is just smash the like button. It's very easy to do. Hey, Nancy Crone is a new channel member.
That's 28.
Cool, we got some super chats. Thank you so much. John Hamilton, the Republicans offered a bill with reduced foreign aid that would cover the $2,000. Dems blocked that. Is that true? So I'm waiting to find out whether or not they blocked it. They brought it up as a reversal. And I actually just mentioned that here on the show, that they brought forth, Kevin McCarthy brought forth their own version of it, which was to reduce the foreign aid. House Democrats blocked a measure sought by Republicans to reevaluate U.S. spending on foreign aid. So basically, they both did some blocking here. Well, but yes.
What you're going to notice is whatever ends up in this final bill, those were the people that had the biggest people in their pockets. So whatever sneaks through this bill, that's who has the people in their pockets, and those are who they're fighting the hardest for. So pay attention to who proposed the legislation that passed, because those are the people that you want to vote out next round.
Exactly. And that we will call them out. I mean, this is the show that will call them out. MSNBC is not going to call them out. MSNBC is going to have them people on air. They're going to have Senator Klobuchar on the air praising them.
Thank you. And same to you about John. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love your Christmas tree. Come back anytime you want. Where's Bernie Sanders? Why is Bernie not on your show? Why is Bernie not on your show? Why don't you have Nancy Pelosi come on your show, where she slammed $1,200 in stimulus checks, but now calling $600 significant? Why don't you have Tulsi Gabbard on your show? Why don't you have Tulsi Gabbard on your show, who actually voted against this thing? Because it didn't help the American people.
Hey, everybody. I just got back from having voted on the House floor on this massive spending bill. I voted against it, and I wanted to tell you why.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, Tulsi is available. Have her come on the show.
Yeah, but you know, Clayton, Rachel can't not associate with Russian assets, you know.
Right. Yeah. Continue to push the Russian narrative. Continue to do that. Grover's just tuckered out from this whole thing. So again, guys, thank you. I think we're not going to do a live show tomorrow, but we will have some content here for you. If you're a channel member, I'm going to send you a private message on our channel member. I'll have that a little bit later for you as well. Grover wishes you a Merry Christmas. Thank you for helping us keep them honest in Washington. And that's what this show is all about. Keep smashing that like button for Grover. Grover wants you to smash the like button. Grover says we only have 6,600 likes. Can you get it up to 12,000 likes by smashing that like button on this Christmas Eve?
He almost perked up when you said that. Almost.
Yeah. Oh, now he's up. Oh, come here, buddy. He goes. Want to say hi to everyone? Whoa, here he is. He's like, hey, can you guys smash the like button? Hi, can you smash the like button, please?
Please smash the like button.
This really... Please smash the like button.
Please, can I have some more porridge?
What, Grover, what do you want people to do?
Smash the like button.
Okay, Grover, you want people to smash that like button? Okay. I think they're pretty capable of doing that. And they're able to subscribe, too. I am excited tonight for a Christmas old-fashioned. I love, the old-fashioned, by the way, is the first mixed drink. It's the first cocktail. It is the reason it's called the old-fashioned. It's the first real cocktail.
I don't think I've ever had one.
And the way you make, oh, man, it's so good. It's like the Frank Sinatra drink, right? It's like, to me, it's like the drink that that James Bond like drinks on the weekend, you know, like when he's not killing people. Like it's when James Bond is relaxing by the fire, like that's the drink that James Bond should have. It's an old fashioned.
Because martini's more of your killing people drink.
Yeah. So an old fashioned, of course, is just good bourbon. Your mileage may vary on what kind of bourbon you pick. I'll do like a Woodford Reserve or something like that. You can mix it up with, what is it, Boulay or Bullet? What if some people pronounce it Bullet. I think it's actually pronounced Boulay. Boulay. So you can pick, whatever your bourbon of choice is in that. And just a splash, like two drops of bitters, the aromatic bitters, probably definitely want a nice big ice cube. And then you definitely want to have, like for the holidays, you can even put like a cinnamon stick in there if you like. But you need to have like a citrus, like a little rind of citrus, just like scrape the skin of the citrus, like an orange or a lemon. Just
well,
twist.
Kristen Swenson
so that the,
says that an old fashioned is just straight up sexy.
It is. An old fashioned. Let me see if I can get a nice a nice photo of an old-fashioned. What's your favorite drink, everybody?
7,000 likes, everybody. Come on, keep going. 7,000 likes, and we've got 33 members now.
Awesome. A bourbon old-fashioned. Here's, I mean, this is, it is the original cocktail. There's a website. My friend John Gruber runs a website called Daring Fireball. And John and I are both huge fans of the old fashioned. And occasionally he will link to this website. He does it like once a year, I think, because it's a website just devoted to creating the perfect old fashioned. And it's like, that's the whole purpose of the website. So here is the, here is what an old fashioned looks like.
Oh, I've seen one of those.
When you get it right, a bourbon old fashioned is little more than a slug of whiskey seasoned and sweetened. And you want to put also in there, what works too is you put a little bit of simple syrup. So you want to put a, you want to put like an, a sugar cube and mix it in really well. You don't want it to not dissolve. It has to be really, really mixed. Or if you create your own simple syrup, like in a little bottle, and you like dissolve sugar in it and make sure that it's ready to go, it has to be dissolved. But here's what I do during the holidays. I'll actually do a maple syrup old fashioned. So it's, it serves the same purpose as the sugar, just putting a little touch of maple syrup, real maple syrup, not that like Aunt Jemima stuff, real maple syrup, just like a two drops of that in there. Gives it that little hint of like holiday. Your big ice cube, little bit of bourbon, two drops of aromatic bitters, and just a slice of citrus twisted and so that it sprays out, and you can even rub it around the rim if you want and drop it in. That's the perfect drink.
I'm going to have to try that.
That's a Frank Sinatra drink
right now. Actually, I had a bartender friend, and he was making videos for how to make certain drinks for some company, and I recorded the videos, and I remember him making one of those, but I didn't try it.
Oh.
And yeah. I even have some, well, I have some Kentucky bourbon. I have a little bit here.
Simple syrup. There's the bitters.
We got music playing from that website. It's pretty loud, too. Are you talking, Clayton? Did you know that?
Sorry.
Did you know it was jamming music really loud?
See, that's the thing. I can't hear that. I didn't know. Only you can hear that.
Oh, no, they could hear
only
it too.
Only you can prevent. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that in the COVID relief bill, right? There was a thing in there that said that it was no longer like people would be able to depict Smokey the Bear with cigarettes in his mouth.
Right. Yes, I did know that. I forgot to mention that. Only new museums.
You can prevent forest fires.
Yes, inside the COVID relief bill, it is true that, let's see, where is that? Find all Smokey. I love find all on a page, Command F when you need it. Oh, yes, the right to reproduce Smokey the Bear. The bill repeals a provision of federal law which would criminalize unauthorized use of Smokey the Bear and Woodsy the Owl, famous mascots of the U.S. Forest Service. Previously, illegally reproducing images of Smokey the Bear was punishable by up to 6 months in prison. Thank you, COVID relief bill.
Only you can prevent prison time.
A support. And there's support in here for the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Yeah. New Smithsonian museums. All inside the COVID relief bill.
And again, like I was saying on my stream yesterday, okay, maybe that stuff needs money. Maybe it does. But get it out of this bill, pass stimulus, and then go back and worry about that crap later.
Exactly. And Bernie Sanders called it pathetic. Pathetic. And yet he voted for it. Bernie voted for it. Why did you vote for it if you think it's pathetic?
And that number should have been higher. We provided zero financial aid to states and localities all over this country who are suffering devastating financial problems, which will mean they'll have to lay off firemen and police officers and teachers and so forth and so on. So this is a step forward. It is better than nothing, but it is nowhere near, in my view, where it should be going. And I should say, I very much look forward to when President Biden is in office, that immediately, first thing he has got to do is to address this crisis and figure out a way as to how we can provide help to so many families facing economic devastation.
A lot will depend, of course, on who wins those two Senate runoff seats.
I don't like it. It's pathetic, but I'll vote for it.
Here's what happened. Somebody's like, hey, we have to pass this bill, everybody, right? So go back in your offices and just grab whatever bills you've had that you couldn't get past laying around. I mean, like that Smokey the Bear bill seems like that's probably something from like the 50s. And they're like, they're just like grabbing all these bills. Oh my gosh, I've had this bill since, you know, 1975. Maybe I can put this in here too. It's like all these bills, like 5,500 pages of stuff they just found in their offices that they've been trying to figure out how they could get it passed.
Yeah.
It's so random.
It's amazing. It really is.
And it's like, what congressperson is going to go back and be like, hey, you know what? We were working on the stimulus bill, and just so you know, I was able to get your legislation for Smokey the Bear in there. Oh, thank you so much. We've been fighting for that for so long. Thank you for getting that done for us.
Yeah, who's fighting for that? Like, that is literally in there. Like, it all came from lobbyists. All they do is they get together and, you know, and they shove this thing full of pork, full of pet projects. That's it. It's all it is.
I mean, it's like the Patriot Act. They know that it's going to pass. So they just take advantage of the situation.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I got an itchy eye today. Itchy eye.
Grover. You haven't been touching Asian carp, have you?
I think it's from rubbing him and then putting it in my eye. Robin Grover. Thank you, everyone who liked the channel today. We're almost at 7,500 likes. So thank you, guys. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, what did I get Grover for Christmas? I got him a special bone. He's going to be super excited about that.
Oh, I thought you were maybe going to get him a racehorse now that you can write that stuff off.
Oh, it's a deduction. Yeah, now that racehorses are a deduction in the stimulus. No, we actually got him a pet Asian carp. So we can study how to combat it. That's what we do. That's what we do around here. Hey, thanks to all of you who subscribed to our Paranormal Post channel, by the way. We have a new video that should be coming out this evening. I'm really excited about that. We didn't get our Christmas one and done in time, but we do have. So we had a video last night or two nights ago that dropped the 15 scariest photos that can't be explained. My little girl watched it and she kept asking me. She's like, "Daddy, that one with the where they were in the church, that was super awesome." So if you want to subscribe to my other YouTube channel, you can, where we do creepy stories, UFO stories, unexplained mysteries, all true stories, by the way. Like the disappearance. This is one of my favorite stories, by the way. It's youtube.com/paranormalpost. This is the crew. What happened to the crew of the Mary Celeste?
This is a call.
And by the way, please watch the
heart.
Ads. It always helps us.
Sauvage.
It does help us.
Le Parfum.
Click it here. They found the massive ship drifting in the middle of the
Atlantic.
That's
really loud, Clayton. Just so you know.
Sorry. It's so okay. Weird. I can't hear that at all.
Yeah, you don't have your browser source going out through the B channel.
Oh, I see. That's why. Anyway. There you guys go. Much love to all of you guys. Have a very Merry Christmas. We will be back here a little bit later this afternoon, hopefully with some more news for you. So tune in for that. And then tomorrow we will be taking the day off, but we should have some content for you nonetheless. I have something planned for you. So subscribe to the channel. If you're new here, go ahead and subscribe. And we will welcome you with open arms. We've got a great community of people here. So thank you so much for everything this year. I know it's been a rough, crazy year. Thank you for allowing us to try to make sense of it for you, to navigate these corrupt media environments and the corrupt government officials, and we'll keep them honest so they can hopefully be forced to help you. Much love to all of you. We'll see you back here a little bit later, everyone. Have a good Christmas day, David, and all of you in the chat.
Thank you, you as well. Goodbye, everybody.
Really appreciate it.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.